Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
I'm going to beat you. I'm going to let you know I beat you. I'm going to want you to reconsider your professional life choice.
My father who raised me, his thing was, son, you may not be the best, but leave everything on the floor. You put 120%. I'm just asking you to do 120. Like every day when you come in, 120.
You got to want it so bad. You got to give all of yourself to get it. You got to be obsessive.
Because I didn't grow up with things being handed to me. I had to work hard. I had to dedicate myself. And I had to be determined. And I was.
The bottom line is that if you're talking about beating everybody else on the planet to a thing, what you're actually talking about is what are you prepared to sacrifice psychologically, physically, existentially, relationally, socially, in terms of your self-esteem, your confidence, everything, right? All of that.
That pain you feel, that's a pain at success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain to get success. And success is something that's a very lonely path in this world. Because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that future of success, a better life. Very few are.
So if you want to be the top, you got to move different.
There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with me out there. There wasn't a lot of smiley faces with Michael Jordan. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Kobe Bryant. There weren't a lot of smiley faces with Tiger Woods. Even when I watch sports today and see these guys on the range, like they're all buddies, and I'm like, that's not the killer instinct. That's just not. I don't think Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson were trying to be friends with anybody. I think they were going out there on a mission. And if there was someone in their way, they had to crush them.
There's never any doubts in my mind because I'm the best in the world, even though a lot of you don't like to hear it. It's fact, I'm the best, you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't want to believe in myself, but it's the truth, I'm the best.
You can love me. You can hate me. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to win.
At the end of the day, even Alexander, one of his famous quotes is, I have met the enemy, it is I, right? And although that is one element of an enemy, that's great. We need that. Michael had it. Brady had it. Kobe had it. But there's a crazy psychologically, you can call it, you know, psycho competitor that they're constantly in the search of recruiting their next enemy. It's like, you know, life is boring if I don't have my next target. You know, I'm almost, you know, bad for myself if I don't have the next target, the next enemy. And if I choose it the right way, then I'm able to bring out a side of me I've never seen before.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with.
And that's what it comes down to, like, what are you willing to sacrifice at the end of the day? You know, people don't understand the level of sacrifice it's going to take. And there's been moments where I realize that I compete because I want to win. I love winning. I love being the best in the world. I've sat many times trying to find the balance of what I want within all this. If I was losing, I wouldn't be competing. I'm here to win.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach. No matter who you are, There are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.
When the rest of the world says no to you, you say yes to yourself. You say yes, I believe. You say yes, I can do it. You say yes, nothing can stop me.
If you want to be a great player, if you play every single day, 2-3 hours, every single day, over the course of a year, how much better are you getting?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Most kids will play maybe, an hour and a half, 2 days a week. It's not going to get it done.
You have to be obsessive. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted. You have to be disciplined. The key there is you. Everyone else is looking for other individuals to do stuff for you. Stop looking for fucking help from everybody else. Okay? It starts and it ends with you. Your identity starts and ends with you.
Every day is an opportunity. Based on your choices, on how you look at things, the choices you make every day, that is what you are in the mirror today.
From the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you
that becomes a part of who you are, that changes how you think, that changes how you move, that changes how you behave. If you could become an executor, if you could execute, I'm talking about learn it. I'm talking about put it deep within, not you hear it.
You have to realize that there's always work to do, and you want to be the hardest working person in whatever you do, and you'll put yourself in position to be successful.
Muhammad Ali said, suffer now and live the rest of your life a champion, because he knew that the training wasn't killing him. The training was making him. It was forging him in fire.
I got to trust that nothing out there can stop who I am inside. You got to stand on your faith. You got to stand on your strength. You got to stand on who you are. I will rise again and I will push. I will be the victorious one. I will conquer.
Listen to me, if you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood, and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me? Don't give up. Don't give in. You hang in there. You hang in there, because if you quit right now, you ain't gonna never see it. You ain't gonna never get it. But if you hold on, baby, but if you hold on, everything you dreamed of, everything you envisioned, everything you worked for, it's coming. If you work hard, you can't have it. It ain't nothing you can't have. You deserve it. It ain't nothing you can't have if you're willing to work for it.
Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? What tried to kill you only made you stronger.
So what are you waiting for? You have greatness within you.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. This is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out.
That's where I think the real truth comes out, because I think there are a lot of people who are very talented who can make it there. There are very few people who can deal with the pressure and the stress that happens when we're there.
I feel I'm the best ever. It's not bragging or boasting. The proof is in the pudding.
In my mind, I'm always the best.
I am the greatest fighter of all time. And when I hit you with a hard right hand, you will fall.
You gotta win tomorrow. You gotta win right now. If you're passionate about what you're doing, keep going, keep believing, reach for the stars.
Everything is always impossible until someone does it. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me. But I'm gonna do it.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Hungry dogs run fast.
And let the big dogs eat!
If you look at the greats in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
It means you have to be more disciplined than not disciplined. I wanted to be the best I could be, period.
I was waiting for you to smile at some of the compliments. You didn't.
She's being real.
Smiling doesn't win you gold medals.
I'm too fast, I'm too skillful, and I'm gonna show everybody out there watching the show and the whole world, and the world will bow and admit that I am the greatest of all times when you see what I do to George Foreman.
I believe that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and most vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Maybe someone's don't like me because I'm too good.
You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
And I've always believed, like, I'm the Michael Jordan of this industry. When I'm on the air, I'm the one that will make you want to hear from me. I don't care who I'm on the air with. I don't care who it is. It does not matter to me. By the time I finish speaking, I am the one that you're going to want to listen to. That's my attitude. If this requires 100% and you give me 99, I might want to fire you. Because I'm about getting the job done.
Sure.
It's about the results. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, when we look at our generation today, not enough people preach about that. Because I think that we live in a society where people have become masters at pointing the finger at other people as to reasons why things don't get done. I think there's too much explanation that goes on. But the bottom line is, you ain't getting it done. And if you're not getting it done, I need somebody that can get it done. I am of the belief that if you truly, truly adopt that belief in your soul, then you walk to work every day not looking for excuses. You're looking for a way for the job to get done. And in most instances, you are going to be successful than not. You want to go with status quo. You're perfectly, you know, fine with flowing along, just
safe,
to get along,
secure.
Safe, secure, whatever. But when you're trying to win, you're constantly looking to get better. My philosophy is very, very simple when it comes to my family, particularly, you know, me being a dad. If they're hungry, it's because I'm starving. I don't eat until they eat. I'm not comfortable until they're comfortable. I don't have unless they have. That's the mentality, and that's the mentality that I strictly get from my mother. And so for me, you know, having that kind of mentality, well, what comes with that? What comes with that is a certain work ethic that you have to put forth, and it's a willingness to sacrifice. Am I the most disciplined person in the world? No. Am I the most meticulous person in the world, like some people would believe? No, I'm meticulous enough, and I'm disciplined enough, but I think the key thing is that the bottom line is everything to me. And whatever the bottom line requires is what I'm going to do. If the bottom line requires an excessive level of discipline, I'm going to do it. But to me, it's whatever the moment or the situation demands. and it's I'm a bottom lines oriented kind of person. You don't assume that opportunities are waiting for you. You know obstacles are standing at every door.
Wow.
And so that challenge that you have to embrace and you have to deal with, that's hard to deal with when you have achieved. You don't work hard to play hard. You work hard to have the ability to play when you want to.
That's a good one.
There's a difference. You handle your responsibilities first. And when you work hard and you have that sense of pride, it goes right out the window if you utilize your efforts in the wrong fashion. But when you do what's right, and it's based off of that effort that you put in, then you feel good about it because you took care of your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Then you can go play. And I was not always confident. There's no doubt about that. I've always had my insecurities.
Uh-huh.
What I firmly believed in was, as it pertained to me, was that I always worked hard. I was never lazy. I was always somebody that believed in hard work. Betting on yourself is believing in you. Knowing who you are, what you're worth, having an idea about it anyway, and willing to work towards that to validate that reality. That's betting on yourself. It's your job. And if you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
We make excuses every day, all of us as human beings. On far more occasions than not, I have to speak on the issue of accountability as it pertains to the entire sports world. And when it comes to the issue of accountability, I get all of that from Mom. It happened with ESPN when my contract wasn't renewed back in 2008. I was sitting up there, I felt betrayed. I felt ticked off. My mother let me lick my wounds for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And then she said, what could you have done better? You sure you didn't do anything? And I thought about all this stuff. I'm like, what is she talking about? This is just not true. This is not right. I work hard, I do this, I do that. And then I started thinking about it. Yeah, I was a pain in the ass. I did kind of complain a little bit too much. But the biggest thing that I remember doing is that I always came to the bosses with problems. I never came to them with solutions. It was always about the problem, never the solution. And I learned when I sat back and reflected on the mistakes that I had made in my career at the time, I learned that no boss wants to talk to anybody that doesn't have solutions. Instead of working around the clock trying to figure out what somebody else wants from you, good or bad, there are moments that crystallizes it for you in your mind. Pay attention and you'll see what they are.
Yeah.
And you'll know what to do accordingly. That is what I believe makes me the best. It's my commitment to excellence for the collective whole.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have.
But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something.
your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works.
It doesn't matter if the world believes in you. If we don't believe in ourselves, nothing's gonna happen.
And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibility. You can't have one without the other.
As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. And as long as we believe, as long as we know that we have greatness inside of us, we can be anything we want to.
In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believes in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
I do believe that when you walk in a room and you're confident and you stand tall and you believe in yourself, that energy does come off of you.
We generate our power by first believing that our efforts will be rewarded. No matter how many people tell you that you're stupid, you're a failure, that you're never going to do anything, that you are going to believe in yourself.
No matter what nobody told you about your dream, man, stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you believe in and speak what you want into existence.
How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left?
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must.
Be crazy enough to believe in you.
The madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. And the only difference between people who lose and people who achieve is the person who achieved tried one more time. I'm convinced that we are a generation that gives up too easily. I need you to examine your capacity now. Examine your perspective now. The power is in your perspective. The power, the difference between those who make something happen and those who do not is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that.
No matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue to believe that what you want to achieve is possible. You know, believing you can do something successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. You can do and be anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what you've been told and conditioned to think growing up, start from today to believe that you can.
I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. Impossibility doesn't even exist. Once you shift your reality, once you understand the power of perspective, the word itself says, I'm possible. Every time somebody told me I could not do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible. Don't just let life happen to you. Create the life that you want. One choice, one action, one day at a time, because in the end, your life is nothing more than the sum of your choices.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You can have that thing that you want, all right? It's yours. It's staring you in the face, right in front of you. But you've got to take it. You've just got to believe it's possible. It's to believe.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
You got to get up and believe in yourself and tap into your dreams of what you believe in. Don't you ever let anybody stop you from living your dream, man. You deserve to be successful. I speak into existence that you're going to be successful. It all starts in the mindset. I speak into existence that every dream that you have will manifest. And once you get done speaking your dreams into existence, you got to stop talking and you got to go execute your dream.
One characteristic became apparent as a major predictor of success. And it wasn't communication skill. It wasn't emotional intelligence, good looks, or physical health. It wasn't even IQ. It was grit.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
Grit is about persistence, resilience, and determination. It's about showing up day after day. It's about holding on to your dreams, even when the road ahead looks dark and uncertain.
Grit is passion and perseverance. Grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future, day in, day out, not just for the week, but for years.
It's the most important attribute. It's more important than intelligence. It's more important than domain expertise. That ability to grind through even when you don't see immediate results, even when it looks like you're going backwards. That ability to stay gritty and grind, that's the difference between winners and losers. You practice piano, you practice math, you practice cooking, practice some grit.
Grit is work. Grit is a challenge of a lifetime. Grit is something that many people don't even know how to get through it.
It's about winning one-on-one battles. Fight to fight. It's our fight to fight. 1-6 doesn't define who you are. What defines who you are is what you do when you're 1-6. Give everything you got today. Fight your fight.
first things you're going to find about being gritty is that it really has to be something that you're excited about, that's worthwhile to you for whatever reason, to push through, to suffer through the boredom, the difficulties, and all of that. And I think that's the most underlooked part of grit, is that it needs to be something that you're compelled by. It's got to be like cool and exciting and interesting to you.
We often hear stories of people who succeed seemingly without effort. Those who make it look easy. But what we don't see is the grit behind their success. The countless hours they spent practicing, failing, trying again. The times they wanted to quit, but didn't. We don't see the struggle they faced or the sacrifices they made. And yet through it all, they held on.
I'm telling you from experience, I got a GED. I lived in abandoned buildings, ate out of trash cans. I got a PhD now, and that ain't on IQ. That's on GQ, grit. That's all grit. PhD is all grit. Master's degree, all grit. Took me 12 years to get a 40 degree. That's all grit. So I can't teach you how to be elite, but I can teach you how to go in there. I'm talking about grit. I can teach you how to go in there and murder some other team. Not with talent, just outdoing. So I'm talking about endurance, just having more stamina than they got.
Let me tell you something about grit. Let me tell you about what it really means. Grit is when you're hurting so bad. Grit is when you're hurting so bad, but you know you got a job to do. Grit is something that pushes you in a total different direction. Now, I'm not talking about those naysayers. I'm not talking about those individuals that cry and moan and groan because they're not getting what they want right now. How do you get through something? You got to keep climbing. It's going to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. If it doesn't hurt, how are you growing?
The greatest minds, the most successful entrepreneurs, and the most accomplished individuals didn't get to where they are without failure. They didn't get to where they are without learning, adjusting, and keeping at it when things got tough. You see, grit requires a shift in how we perceive challenges. We must begin to see difficulties, not as threats, but as opportunities.
Talk about grit, right? That ability to grind and stick with something even when you're not seeing progression, even when you don't see results being made. So it's a really important attribute, right?
Don't look for any gains where there's been no sacrifice. Don't wake up and look for no gain. Don't look for your game to improve. Don't look for the record to improve. Without sacrifice, there are no gains.
It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go as planned. It is easy to quit when success seems so far out of reach. But if we embrace grit, we shift from being passive observers of our circumstances to achieve creators of our own futures.
You think this is tough? So the fact that he's riding you, the fact that the coaching staff is riding you and saying, no shortcuts, do it the right way, do it over, do it over, do it over, do it over. Why? Because in practice you get to do it over, in the game you don't. They write that stuff down. It's recorded.
Everything we do takes time, takes courage, takes understanding, takes the will, it takes a reason, it takes knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, climb, and you slip up, get up. When you feel like you want to quit, don't quit. Know that you have to do these things. Know that you have a responsibility to yourself, to the people that depend on you and love you. Climb, climb, climb up!
Consider the story of Michael Jordan. Jordan didn't make his high school varsity team on his first try. He was cut from the team. Told he wasn't good enough. Many would have given up, but Jordan didn't. Instead, he channeled his disappointment into relentless drive to improve. His failures became his motivation. And the result? 6 NBA championships, 5 MVP awards, and a legacy that inspires athletes worldwide. But grit isn't conformed to the world of sports. It's present in every field, from business to education, from science to the arts. Take J.K. Rowling, for example. Before writing the book Harry Potter series, Rowling faced numerous rejections from publishers. She was living on welfare, struggling as a single mother, but she refused to give up on her story. Today, the Harry Potter book has sold over 500 million copies. It has been translated into 80 languages. Her success, not just a tale of talent, but a story of grit. The courage to persevere despite overwhelming odds.
So why am I passionate? Because I got a chance to control my own life. You have a chance to control your destiny. That, my friend, is the American dream, not a Cadillac. Not a big house. The American dream is all men are created equal.
Grit is the bridge between dreams and reality. It's the strength to keep going no matter what. So when you face obstacles in your life, in your own journey, remember that the greatest success stories aren't built on talent alone. They're built on grit, the ability to persevere, the courage to rise, and the unshakable belief that no matter what, you will reach your goal with grit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
I talk about the rule of 100 on steroids, which is something that I learned from a guy who owned 13 or 14 really successful gyms, and he called it open to goal. And he said, yeah. He said, my managers work open to goal. And I was like, what does that mean? It's like, so they work open until they hit their goal. And so sometimes that means they hit their goal by noon and they can cut out. Or that means that they have to go from 5 a.m. until midnight that night, because that's how long it took them to hit the goal. And so I've seen this across a lot of high achievers across domains. So like, I'll keep shooting free shots until I hit 100 free shots. I will run until this happens. I will practice my presentation until I do zero mess ups, right? Or whatever that output is that you want for quality or quantity. And the more times you do what is required to get what you want, the more times you get what you want. When no one's watching, I work harder than when they're watching. Thinking about it like that has given me this persistent and ever-present scorecard or third party that's like, no one's watching, which means now you have to work because otherwise you're full of shit. And so it's this continuous reinforcing cycle of me and other me holding the whip behind me to see how much I can take. But with each lash of the whip that I take, learning that I can take it and continue to trudge on. As long as you keep going, you bear witness to yourself of what you are capable of. And I find that incredibly satisfying in the trenches of misery when you have to go through it. Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X, because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way. then it's something that I can win or measure myself against every day in real time throughout the day, which is how hard am I working? Because that is the goal. Because I know that when I look back on my life, the days that I loved the most were days when I had nothing left in the tank. And so then the goal becomes to empty the tank, not where I drive, but just to drive the car as hard as I possibly can. And that means that in the beginning, it's just straightaways and just seeing how high I can rev the engine. But as I become more advanced, it's like, all right, well, now we've got turns, and then it's turns in elevation, and then it's turns in elevation without guardrails because we have risk. And so when I think about how hard I want to work, the interesting thing about that is that the only person who can judge you on your success is you, because you're the only one who knows how much left in the tank you really had. There's this huge time delay between when we start behaving in a way that a winner behaves and when we start winning. And the problem is that the bigger the mountain you're trying to climb, the bigger the W you're trying to get, typically the more delayed it is between when you start behaving like a winner and when you start being a winner. And most people don't get the fast enough feedback loop to know that they're on the right path when they are taking these first steps in the right direction, because they have this really big goal, but they forget that with that really big goal comes the even longer delay that it takes to get there. When you're growing in a business, it's very painful. When you're stagnating in a business and you're plateaued and you don't know what to do, it's very painful. When you're declining and you also don't know what to do, it's very painful. And so that means that all conditions of reality are painful. And so if pain is a prerequisite for reality, then it means it's just a signal that we are alive. And so in thinking about that, rather than pain is a problem, it is a signal that I'm breathing, and then becomes irrelevant. You know, in the beginning, you're like, I feel bad. And then you think that that should weigh on the decision of whether you do the thing that you're supposed to do. And then you start realizing that you can do the thing even though you don't feel good about it. And you start hypertrophying it. But I think the ultimate version of the hypertrophy, when the muscle becomes a tendon or it just becomes fused, is when you don't even consider how you feel. It's just not a thought. You just do it. Champions just interpret anxiety as excitement. And if you're excited to go up, then you're like, I'm amped versus I'm stressed. But it feels the same. The way you frame it totally changes how you feel when you're stepping on stage. But my two cents of if you are feeling lots of anxiety, it means you need to practice more. That's just my two cents. And that comes for everything, whether it's to have a meeting or give a presentation or write an email or do a book. Like if you feel nervous before you release it, then you probably didn't work on it enough. And I think the reality is that most people, to get not anxious about whatever they're doing, you have to do it so many times that by the last time you're doing it, you're bored of it. Like you don't even want to see the thing again. When you're sick of it is the point where you'll have no adrenal response to the stimulus because you've seen it so many times. You could do it in your sleep because you hate it at this point. And if we think of confidence as the percentage likelihood of what we think is going to happen will happen as a predictive metric, then in order to be more confident, we want to have more proof that what we think will happen. And so the easiest way to do that is to do it a lot of times. And so it would be reasonable to say that you're confident that it will go the way you want because it has gone the way you've wanted. The leading indicator of a successful person is the ability to act without anything happening. And when you continue down that path, it happens slower than you expect and then faster than you can imagine. And I think that's the part that everyone misses, is they expect the faster than they can imagine, and they imagine really big. And so then their expectations are really big, really fast, but they take the intensity and they don't apply it to a timeline that's appropriate. The path of personal development is befriending uncertainty.
The
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp. This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.